Art of Joyful Living with your hosts, Law of Attraction experts Cindy Briolata and Linda Cassell, coming to you live from New York City and Washington, D.C., as they do every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time. Each week, Linda and Cindy bring you inspiring leading-edge ideas, powerful strategies, and exciting resources to support you in creating so much more of the prosperity and abundance, great relationships, vibrant health, passionate work, deep meaning, and long-term happiness and joy that you want in all areas of your life. And now, here are your hosts, Cindy and Linda.
Hello, and welcome to the Art of Joyful Living. I'm your host, Cindy Briolata.
And I'm your host, Linda Cassell. To chat with us today, visit our blog at www.ajlradio.com. Click on the Listen to the Show button to log into Blog Talk Radio, and then enter the chat room. And if you want to speak with us on the air from the chat room, you can do that by clicking the To Talk button. And you can always call us directly, as many people have already, at 646-929-1420. Raise your hand by pressing the number 1 on your keypad at any time, and we'll get you on the air. So, hi everyone, welcome to our show, which we now get to say is one of Blog Talk Radio's most popular top 20 self-help shows, and we thank you, our listeners, for that lovely rating. We're really thrilled about that. Last week we announced a new teleclass that Cindy and I have developed called How to Overcome Adversity by Building a Powerful Mind-Body-Spirit Relationship. We're really excited about this. This is a 4-part teleclass with a bonus class, and we're very excited because really with this one course you can learn everything you need to immediately bounce back from a loss and get moving forward. Now, we thought we were going to kick it off last night, which would have been Monday, July 18th, but several participants had schedule conflicts, so we're actually going to begin on July 25th, next week. So, Cindy, I just told them a new date. Are there other particulars that we need to say at this point?
Yes, I just want to let our listeners know that I posted a video on our blog that will give you all the details you need to decide if this is a fit for you. So to view the video, just go to www.ajlradio.com/triumph. And I just want to also let our listeners know about the wonderful guests that we've got coming up. Of course, we have a wonderful, wonderful guest today as well, as always. And we're really looking forward to welcoming back three friends of our show. Edward Mills, the Abundant Mystic, is going to join us next week. And then Jared Hewitt is going to be with us on August 2nd. And Andrea Hess, who's always a joy, is returning on August 9th. So we've got lots of wonderful, wonderful shows coming up, great information, rich content, and, of course, practical strategies that you can use in your day-to-day life. And speaking of wonderful guests, Linda, will you please introduce our guest for today?
You know what, I can't wait. We've been planning this show for about 6 weeks, looking forward to Judy Katz. And here's the really wonderful thing. You know, Cindy, when you mentioned we like to feature folks who have great information, rich content, and strategies that you can use right now, I mean, Judy has those in tons. If you're new to her work, Judy K. Katz is the founder of Wealth Transformation Success Systems. Her company is devoted to changing the way the world lives from scarcity, limitation, and fear into prosperity, freedom, and joy. She works with women entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals who are typically stressed out and tired of working long and hard to either regain the financial success they once had or who may be desperately trying to hold on to what they have right now because they fear it will go away due to all of the changing economic happenings right now. Judy presents a better way to achieve success and prosperity without the stress and worry, and she helps her clients plug back into their high-octane attraction power rather than pushing and forcing things to happen. Judy believes that wealth and service are created by design and manifested through miracles, and we will certainly want to find out more about that today. Also, we want to let everyone know that she has several wonderful gifts that she's sharing with listeners today, and she also has a specially reduced price for our community for her Make It Real, Turn Your Unbelievable Dreams into Believable Realities Now. This is an audio workbook program, and we're going to tell you how to get that later in the show. But what we want you to know right now is she is giving us access to a complimentary gift, The Roadmap to Freedom, A Guide to Awaken and Access Your Natural State of Choice and Power. And you can get that by going to www.judykcatz, that's with K's, judykcatz.com/freedom. And again, we'll announce that wonderful gift later in the program. We really appreciate her generosity, and guess what? Right now we are so happy to welcome her to the Art of Joyful Living. Welcome, Judy, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Linda and Cindy. I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
Wonderful. We are truly delighted to have you. So, Judy, we love to begin our show by asking our guests to tell us just a little bit about your journey from, you know, to doing this work, because we always find these stories inspirational, and we know that our listeners do too. So can you tell us a little bit about how you came to be doing this work?
Oh, gosh, I'd love to. And, you know, it's a story, and it's a story that started out where I can say it didn't look very pretty. I grew up really having a hard time with accepting what I desired. And, you know, as a little kid growing up, I was really vibrant and joyful, and I had all kinds of exciting, wonderful things that I always wanted, and it just seemed like no was the common, which I think is probably true for many, many people. I know I find this in my client base, you know, for 15 years. And somehow I just internalized that in such a way that whatever I wanted was just, not only could I not have it, but that it was bad to have it. And mm-hmm. and that soared me in my adult life into a very deep, dark night of my soul when, of course, understanding the attraction principles, not allowing oneself to have what they really desire, not only that, but then to judge it, to be really wrong and bad, pretty much allowed me to have nothing in my life anymore that I really wanted. And or if I had what I wanted, I had to work really, really, really hard for it, and I burned out completely. And so I just became fascinated with this whole concept of manifesting desire, and there was no accident that that had come to me, and that the whole journey of really understanding what desire is really all about for us, and me changing my relationship with desire completely, it pulled me out of this dark night of my soul, and which really lasted like 5 years. I was a hard nut to crack. That was 25 years ago, so there's a lot of information that was just not so readily available or as much validity and credibility given to this information years and years ago when I first started becoming a student of this body of work. And so I kind of had to trump through the hard way. But it was great because there was so much I learned, and I gleaned so many distinctions out of the work that I did and what I did to actually heal myself and to, you know, truly be able to manifest a life that is worth living so I could love my life again.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sorry, Cindy. Did you want to follow up on that?
No, go ahead, Linda.
Well, Judy, when you said this whole notion of manifest desire came to you, you're right. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, there wasn't a lot of this information around at that time. How did it come to you?
Well, you know, I think my environment where I lived, which is was Santa Fe, New Mexico, was rather helpful because there was a lot of acceptance of this kind of thing up there. You know, I studied mm-hmm. with people and through certain religious practices and read. I was a huge and I still am, just an avid reader, and I just would get my hands on everything that I could possibly find. And I remember the first time I ever read a book by Ernest Holmes, and it was called Good News for You, and it was in a spiral-bound book, and it was one of the very first works. He was the founder of religious science, Science of Mind churches that are the spiritual centers for living today.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading that, and it was talking about the power that we had, and that how important it was for us to, we could have anything that we wanted. And it was like that book was something that just came to me, that just gave me permission. And at another level, something just opened wide open in me, and that was the new beginning for me.
Wow, amazing how these things unfold for us. Yeah. So, Judy, you talk about desire intelligence. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the Latin root meaning of desire is of the Father, okay? And intelligence is, well, information. And while we talk about everything being energy in the world, everything is also intelligent. There's intelligence in the universe. Everything has intelligence in it. And what I came to realize is that of the Father, when we have a desire that comes and we will be vigilant enough to pay attention to it, this is what I was, what I received was that the desire has information in it for us. There's a message. You know, it's like a message from the universe, and I always say it's the universe's way to call us into the greater and grander version of who we are.
Hmm. Beautiful. I know Neil Donald Walsh talks about that a lot too, evolving to the next greatest version of who you are. I love that.
Yeah.
And I think one of the keys you said, Judy, is if we're vigilant and we pay attention to our desires. So I think sometimes we're moving at such a fast pace and we're not always tuned in to what's going on inside of us. We sometimes miss those important messages.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And not only that, but you know, since desire is calling us forward, it's calling us outside of our comfort zone, outside of the conditioned self, if you will, that we know ourselves to be, that we're used to. So everything, I believe, lives in relationship. And I refer, as I heard you guys mention earlier in your teleclass coming up, I think it's so terrific. You understand the power of everything is in relationship. Well, we have a relationship with desire, whether we know it or not, and it's either healthy or it's not healthy. And when you think of like the great desires that we have, but we have them from a place of our limitation, it can be an intimidating thought. It's not always comfortable. I think slogans that, you know, we've all heard around, dare to dream and have the courage to go forward and play bigger, and, you know, we use all this kind of terminology for a really important reason, and that's because from where we are, some of us can feel intimidated with that greater notion. And so it's not always comfortable to even admit that we have the desire. Or if, like in my case, and I know the case of many people that I've worked with over the years, that desire is something that we judge as even being a bad thing.
Right. And there
particular desires that we have.
And there are plenty of spiritual traditions that teach that very thing, that it's really not okay to have desires. And I think, you know, that gets confusing for people. And I think a lot of children are taught, you know, as you were growing up, you were saying that this is part of your experience, that it just wasn't okay for you to have desires. And I think so many people have that experience, and what happens then is that the desire just goes underground and gets buried, and people just forget about their dreams, which is, that's sad.
Oh, exactly right. And you know, I think that that's something that doesn't really get clarified maybe when these certain little, you know, cliches come out, or desire is bad or whatever. And it's really about the attachment to things.
Right.
It isn't about the thing itself. It's about the attachment. And that's where the confusion comes in, because generally what I find also that's so important, the message that desire has for us, is that there's a reason that if we even pay attention to what we desire, our initial relationship with it is one of attachment.
Right.
And could you explain that just a little bit more, Judy, in case, you know, folks don't understand what you mean by attachment?
Yeah. Let me give an example, if I may. So we're having a problem. Let's just pick on money for a minute. Let's say that we're having a problem in our life, and we have debt, and we don't have the income coming in that we would like. And, you know, that's when the desire is like this guiding light that just shines right into our subconscious conditioning. And this desire to want to have more is always going to be there. You know, desire is always with us in the dark. And it's the guiding light, the laser beam light force. And we're going to want to have more money. And yet we're coming from a place of fear and from not having enough. So the desire to have more money is something that we think we have to have at first, because we're coming from the place that we don't believe, for a variety of myriad of reasons, maybe we don't deserve it, or maybe we can't make it, or, you know, whatever all those reasons of conditioning have made us to believe at the core level. And so we will become attached because we think we have to have it to be okay. And I think that's where we don't even realize it. It's not like we set out to be attached, you know. It's just because we're in a wanting place. We're in a lackful place in that moment.
Hmm. Right, and that's not a powerful place to be manifesting from, for sure.
That's not a powerful place.
well, Cindy, what
popular,
I'm fascinated
but not powerful.
Right.
You know, Cindy, you and I mean, we've had so many people on the show talk about, you know, wanting and lack, but Judy, the way you're talking about desire is very different. And I'm wondering, when you say desire has information in it for us, what kind of information? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the universe is talking to us. So here's the personal, I'm kind of alluded that there's this personal secret code that is within desire. And how are we going to find this? And the message is, when you want something, let's go back to money again, for example. Okay, I want money, I want to pay the bills. We might even, you know, name the amount. I want, you know, $5,000. And we might even go so far as to ask ourselves, well, why do I want it? Well, I want to pay off this, and I want to, you know, we'll kind of maybe we'll go through that exercise. But the most important thing, when we want to understand what is the message that desire is giving us and what how it works like a guiding light back into our subconscious conditioning mind, is that if we ask ourselves this very important question, which I believe questions are the key that unlocks the doors, and that question is, how do I want to feel? And it's the emotion we talk about that we try to, you know, get aligned with desire, but I'm taking this to a different kind of a place, that when we discover, how is it that I want to feel if I had that $5,000 and my debts were paid, or, you know, that's the important question.
Right. Yep. Thanks for that reminder.
Right. And so
Well, then the answer, you know, we might think, well, I want to feel better. Well, how do you want to feel better? Well, I want to feel more secure. And right there is the magic bullet. Because there's an aspect inside of ourselves that does not believe we are secure. So it's a direct laser beam right back. We don't have to guess or wonder, what would I have to believe to have, you know, we wouldn't have to guess. It's just like, here's the part of you right now that is, it's next in line to evolve, to grow. The aspect of you that wants to be secure. And usually when we're coming from a fearful place and we have these desires, often I find that the quality of the desire is usually a need that we've been denying ourselves.
It's a need that we have been desiring ourselves, that we have been denying ourselves.
Denying ourselves. Right. a need that we've been denying ourselves, or a belief that we aren't secure, we can't be secure, this isn't a safe environment in the world for us to be in. Those kinds of very small thinking sort of aspects, which are, if we were to start getting really busy to go take action and go toward that desire from this place, as you said earlier, it is not a very powerful place to manifest from, but it can be popular because that's the first inclination, is to want to go out and go do something really fast, right?
Right. So this is really fascinating. So asking ourselves this question, how do I want to feel, that's what, whatever the answer to that question is, reveals what our own secret code is. Is that what you, do I understand that correctly?
Yes. It reveals the secret code back into our subconscious mind conditioning that is going to point to the aspect of ourselves that does not believe we are secure. That is believing
right.
a made-up story, right? And so it's like this direct guiding light back there. And then that's where I have a process I use that is called Alchemy of the Shadow.
Mm.
And I can talk about it today. Alchemy of the Shadow 25 years ago, well, I could talk about it in Santa Fe. But,
right.
You were definitely ahead of your time, Judy.
The beauty of this is that there, it opens up this space where we can bring light to something that we're not aware of, that we're being driven by, and we can integrate it, and that's the process of stopping the judgment of it, stopping the, you know, and looking at it from this aspect, believing that, gosh, if desire is pointing out this, and desire is of the Father, then that's a pretty powerful message coming back.
So then is the work we have to do, to go back to what you were saying, if we find that our personal secret code is security, that we don't believe we're secure without this thing that we want, which may be more money, is then the work for us to do to figure out how to feel secure in this moment as we are?
I would say that would be the second step of the process. I would say the first step of the process, because this is a relationship, now we have a relationship with an aspect of ourselves that does not believe that we're safe and secure,
mm-hmm.
right? So then you begin to have a conversation with that aspect. And I used to actually write out a dialogue I would name the emotion. I would call this Little Miss Insecure. And I would have a dialogue with Little Miss Insecure. And I would say, so why do you believe that you're not secure? What is it that you need? It becomes an organic kind of a process. And then if you write it out, I would write out the question, and then I would just imagine that Little Miss Insecure was writing back to me.
Mm.
And you just get all this rich, real information. But the beauty of this is that you're actually in the emotionality of it, if you will. You're in touch with it. You're in your body. You're fully associated to this aspect of yourself, which is the only way that it's going to get transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's really wonderful. So finding out why you want what you want really gives you your secret code, which is really your passage into growing yourself to the place where that you will then be able to manifest what you want. Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. Because then once you realize that you're believing that you're not secure and you find out where that came from, it will lead you to where that started. Not that that's important, but sometimes the mind just offers up that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can match that then and make an evaluation that today you have different information. You
right.
have new information. You have information
right.
about the truth. And then you can start the healing process, if you will. And I use the word healing just from the vantage point, not that something's wrong, but that something needs to be made whole. It's really an
right.
integration process.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a part of us that, especially I find, you know, for women, and it was true for me, women entrepreneurs, and especially super achievers who tend to be the clientele I tend to attract, a real
mm-hmm.
hardworking, super achieving kind of people. The last thing we want to admit is that we feel insecure. And we've been spending a lot of part of our lives proving that we're going to be okay, proving that we can provide for ourselves, proving that we can play with the big guys, you know. And we work so hard and push and force so that we shove this part of ourselves down so far that that's where the problem comes from. Unfortunately, Little Miss Insecure brings results all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I think we can all identify with that. And, gosh, by the way, we have just a little over 30 minutes left. There are a lot of folks on the line. So, Cindy, this might be a good time to remind everybody that if you want to speak directly with Judy, you can do that. Just press number 1 on your keypad. That will raise your hand. We'll get you on the air. Or if you're in the chat room, click the To Talk button, and that's another way you can speak with her.
And remember that you can subscribe to our show to get automatic updates by going to our blog and entering your name and email address. That's at ajlradio.com. And if you love our show as much as we love bringing it to you, there are lots of ways to share the love. Let your friends know about us by clicking the share button on any episode. You can tweet about us. You can send a message to your Facebook friends, and you can mark us as a favorite. You can do all of that at our show page, which you reach by visiting our blog and clicking on the Listen to the Show button.
All right, and if you weren't with us at the beginning of the hour when we talked about our new teleclass, which we're so excited about, How to Overcome Adversity by Building a Powerful Mind-Body-Spirit Partnership, we wanted to let everybody know that we have a special discount coupon for you, or you can save $50 on the tuition for this. And Cindy, how do they get that?
All they need to do is go to our blog and enter their name and email address, and they will get an email with the coupon code and a link to all the details about the program, which they can also find the details about the program at ajlradio.com/triumph. And we also want to remind you that Judy is offering two very special gifts to our audience today, and we just know that hearing what Judy has to say, you're going to want so much more from her. So the first thing that she's offered is a complimentary copy of The Roadmap to Freedom, a guide to awaken and access your natural state of choice and power. And you can get that by visiting www.judykatz.com, that's K-A-T-Z, /freedom. And she's also got a wonderful, wonderful offer for an unbelievable price. So that piece is free, but she's also offering us another one of her products for an incredibly generous price, 60% off the regular price. You can purchase Make It Real, Turn Your Unbelievable Dreams into Believable Realities Now. I love that title. And that's an audio and workbook program. And she's giving it, practically giving it away to our audience for just $19.95. This is the exact process that Judy used to create buyers for her homes in 30 days, to attract her soulmate husband 19 years ago, to launch a number of successful businesses, and to create a life by design. And that sounds really good to me. I don't know. I want to run out and get it. I'm sure many
I'll
of
be
you
right
do
there
as
with
well.
You.
So if you want to take advantage of this amazing offer, which is good through the end of this month, so that's really wonderfully generous as well, go to www.wealthtransformations.com, that's wealthtransformations.com/make-it-real. All right, let's get back to our show. You are listening to The Art of Joyful Living, and today we have the very great pleasure of talking with Judy Katz. So, Judy, we were talking about how we can get to our secret code by, first of all, knowing our desire and then asking ourselves, why do I want this, right? How am I going to feel when I get it? And that's really going to show us the place in us where we're not entirely aligned with what we want, where there's some unconscious conflict, if you will, with what we want. So what if we're really just not connected to our desires at all? What if we either don't feel comfortable thinking about our desires, or we're ignoring our desires? What do we do? How can we then become masters at manifesting?
Well, I think that's a really good question, and I think it's a very it's a place where a lot of people are.
Yes.
Because of the uncomfortability I was talking about earlier. And yet, if we continue to choose to ignore our desires, our situation that we find ourselves in is just going to continue to get worse and worse until we're going to get more unhappy and more unhappy. Now, knowing this, the way you can access this as kind of a bridge is, let's come back to our money experience again. And you know, we're upset because we don't have enough money, right?
Right.
Then you can stop to think, how do I really want to feel? Now, you won't necessarily be able to access that feeling, but at least you can identify it. Like, well, and the first feeling, my experience is, when people have been in the survival mode, is like relief. That's usually the first step, right?
Right.
Joy is kind of hard to reach for. So usually you want to feel relief. And then you think, okay, what I really want is that I want to feel relief. Then you ask this question, well, if I felt relief right now, what would I be buying? When you're talking about money. If I felt relief right now, what would I be doing? If I felt relief right now. So you can start to inch your way forward to get this into some sort of tangible form, because our mind wants to wrap itself around something tangible. And so you work your way up. What would I be doing? What would I buy if I had relief? Well, I'd be paying all my debts, or I'd buy me a new car, or you begin to start. Well, then how would I feel if I had that? You know, and so that's kind of how you can work it backwards, which is probably a very common way to work this, because it's hard to access the emotions of desire when you're coming from this limited space. I mean, if anyone has trouble with that, I just want to say you are totally not alone, because, of course, it's difficult to do that and to not expect oneself to be able to just grasp that right away, because you're not in that place.
Yeah, and, Judy, I have an email question from somebody who says, well, what if I find out that if I had more money, I'd be buying a new car, but I obviously can't buy a new car? What's the next step for me?
Then the next step would be, oh, this is a great example, because I've actually manifested cars doing this before, so this is going to be a really good example. Okay. Okay, so I want a new car. I want a new car. Well, what kind of a car do I want? You know, what type of a car? So let's just, you know, I'll just pick on the kind of car that I had wanted, and it was a little red Mercedes coupe, little convertible. Little red Mercedes coupe convertible. Okay, well, how do I want to feel if I had that? I'd feel rich. I'd feel wealthy. I'd feel important. Now, you hear all those words. I'd feel rich, wealthy, and important. Now, here's the thing to really take note of, first of all, because I said this is of the Father, and you know that some people, and I've had my clients say this to me, well, isn't that kind of selfish, you know? I mean, look at all the people who are really suffering, and here you are talking about a Mercedes. I mean, hello, you know? And so, you know, the universe is going to meet us where we are. And if we're in this place and that's the desire that our mind conjures up, the form that our mind conjures up, look at the essence of what I've just described here. The essence is, I want to feel important. I want to feel rich. I want to feel wealthy. Now, is that a bit like what we would consider the essence of the universe to be?
Mm.
Yeah. All the qualities that we're going to find in desire are going to be those qualities that are matching our God, Goddess, Universe, Higher Self, if you will. And then you come back and you say, oh, and some word's going to click with you, like maybe it's the word important. Oh, I want to feel important. Well, what part of me right now doesn't feel important? And you're going to find it in your body. It's going to, I mean, it's just going to, because it's so laser beam.
Mm.
It'll take you right there.
Mm.
That's the beauty of this process. It's so natural.
Right.
And then you have this conversation. Then that's where you start the alchemy of the shadow process. You know, you have that conversation. Well, what about you isn't important? What makes you think you're not important? How old are you anyway?
Mm.
And you'll see that this is, you know, oh, I'm five.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When this got born inside of you, yeah.
Right.
So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I'm sure that it does, and I think what I think is important about your work is it's clear that it's not just sitting around visualizing. I mean, we have to take some responsibility to look inward and find out, okay, what is that secret code? And then once we find out what needs to become whole,
mm-hmm.
again, it's up to us to take the steps to help that happen, right?
Well, absolutely. It's I use the metaphor analogy that if you cut your finger, it's up to us to keep the area clean, which would be the inner work of the discovery process, releasing judgment and that sort of thing. That's like keeping the area clean on our finger if we cut it. But nature's going to heal the wound, but it's up to us to keep it clean. So I use that metaphor to give an example of what our job is in the part of the process.
And I think, and maybe I read this on your website, but this is a never-ending process. It's correct. I mean, this is sort of a lifetime of work that we continue to do, right?
This becomes a way of life. Because we're growing. So to continue to emotionally, mentally, and spiritually grow, you know, we don't stop growing once we're adults. We keep growing. But there's this notion, I think, at least I've seen this notion, and sometimes maybe it's wishful thinking because we do have to stay vigilant with it, but it's our responsibility to keep expanding and growing, but then the more that we do that, the greater contribution that we are
right.
in the world.
Right.
And, you know, that's the real point of all of this. It isn't chasing after desires and manifesting the thing. I've said that's like eating empty calories. You know, you just end up with a lot of stuff, but you're hungry all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a very good point, though, Judy, that you're making, that really in order to get the things we want, we have to grow. I mean, that's the process, right? Because obviously we would already have them.
You're hungry all the time.
Obviously, we would have them. I just heard an echo. That was very strange.
Yeah, you know what? Well, we have a caller who wants to ask Judy a question, and I think there's background noise.
Okay, I think maybe they're listening to the show possibly through the web as well as on the phone, perhaps, because we're getting an echo. We're getting a delay echo of what we've said on the show.
So right, so if you're calling from area code 520... What do they want to do? Turn down their
Yeah, just turn
volume?
Off their speakers or something.
Okay.
And then,
all right.
Yeah.
And we'll get them on. Sorry, Cindy. Go ahead.
Oh, no. That's okay. I forgot what I was saying, but it will come back to me. That's okay. So, I was saying that if we didn't require growth to get what we want, then we would already have it, right? I mean, it's the fact that we don't have what we want means that there's some area of us that needs some attending to, right? Is that
exactly?
Right.
Exactly.
And so then as we are expanding and growing, our contribution to the to all that is, to the whole world and the whole universe, is growing with us. So that, I think that I just wanted to reiterate that point, because that is really that's a really important and amazing point that you made, so I just wanted to say that again. So Judy, okay, then what? Like, so here we are. We have figured out what we want, or we already know what we want. We've asked ourselves how we want to feel, so we've found our own secret code, and then we've had this dialogue. We've done this alchemy of the shadow process, and we have grown to, you know, to whatever extent we're growing in this piece of the process. What's next? What's the next step?
Oh, excellent. So the next step is, and we'll come back to the car and we'll continue on with this level of importance. So let's say that we've healed this. We now see, oh my goodness, you know, the truth is I am important. You know, spirit expresses through me as me. And then we're going to listen to ourselves, because we would in this process. And then the goal doesn't become the Mercedes. The goal becomes exercising the expression as if you are important. Exercising yourself in the world as if you're important. So you're going to know. You will know, what is it that I need to do today if I were, and I am important, you know, I am important. So how am I going to be in the world now? My relationship with my world is going to change as someone who's important. Well, first of all, I'm not going to have to prove I'm important anymore. So you get to reassess, is a Mercedes what I really want? And you might say yes, you might say no. But you won't have to be attached to getting the Mercedes in an untimely manner, like forcing it to happen. In a way it puts you into more debt, or in a way that, you know, it causes a lot of pressure. You have to work extra hard because you've just got to hurry up and get that. You would be able to relax into knowing that what the real important thing about being important is that you grew to understand the truth that you are important. That's the point.
Wow, that is lovely. Well, we now have the caller from area code 527, Judy, who wants to ask you a question. So caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Barb Isley.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, and I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, great.
I think I'm the one who was listening at the same time, because I didn't want to miss a word that she was saying.
I
have a question for Judy.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I am finding out that although I thought I had desire, I really have been blocking desire. And I have really been in a survival mindset. And I'm finding it harder and harder, it seems to me that to move into desire from survival may be another step from what you're talking about. And I'm wondering if first of all, if I'm articulating my question well, and second of all, if you have some thoughts about that.
Well, Barb, thank you, and thank you so much. This is the perfect question, and it's because I think these days, particularly for a lot of us, you know, it's easy to get thrown into this survival mode, if you will. And yet, if you really tell the truth to yourself, and I would just ask you to think about this for a moment. When you're in survival mode, you're probably wishing for something.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, I am. Okay, so I mean, I would say that what I want is, but it sometimes shows up as the negative, all right? And this seems to be a common conversation that I get into with people, and that's the other reason I'm bringing it up, because I don't think I'm alone in this, is that, like, it shows up like, well, I want to be out of survival. I just at least want to have paid off the debt, and I want to be on a road to, you know, moving forward and being able to start putting some away again.
Well, now you've just named some desires right there, and it's going to meet you where you are. I just want, you know, we can turn what I don't want into what I do want by the opposite, right? And,
okay.
And what I love to use the term I just want, because there's kind of a relief that sort of comes with that, you know, I just want.
Yep.
And so I just want to pay off the debt. I just want to get some money back in savings again. Okay, then how do you want to feel by paying off the debt?
I want to feel, I use my body a lot, so I want to feel open. So, I mean, I guess I use my body a lot for sensations, okay? So I feel mm-hmm. open, and I want to feel some freedom. And mm-hmm. I guess underneath that is some security.
There you go. You want to
okay.
feel open, you want to feel free, and you want to feel secure. Then I would say, so what aspect of you is not open, does not believe you can be free, and does not believe that you're secure?
Okay. So that's the place to start the dialogue then.
And that's where you start your dialogue, because that's the place that you're going to be trying to get your debt paid off from, and it's going to be hard, or you're going to worry that it won't really work.
Yeah.
You'll worry that you'll lose it. The worry will still be there if you don't do this work.
Yes, I totally get that. I just I guess the place is that sometimes the circumstances seem to be so strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
so I can start doing the dialogue, and I had this great image the other day of Miss Scarcity. And this often comes to me when I'm cycling. So I actually had a picture of this image of this woman, right? And so maybe that's where I start the dialogue. But part of what happens is I forget about her, and I just get sucked under sometimes.
Right. I think you'll really appreciate in the Roadmap to Freedom Guide, it addresses
uh-huh.
these kinds of breakdowns, especially whenever there is a threat in the circumstance, which happens for a lot of us. You know, the circumstance isn't just bad, it kind of threatens us. And we have to treat
yeah.
that in a different way. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, you're
Does
welcome.
That
Thank
your question?
You, Judy.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Did you have
thanks
something else to tell me? I'm open to listening.
Okay, well, Barb, thank you very much for calling in. Did you have something else for Judy?
No, I didn't know if she was through, if she had something else that she wanted to add on that question in that area.
No, I just wish you well, and I think you just locked right in on what it is next that you need to do. So I completely support you to do that work.
Thank you. Thank you. And
You're
thanks
welcome.
For your generous offers today.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in,
and,
Barb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we also have an email question. Or, Cindy, do you have something
no,
from
go
the
ahead.
Chat room?
No, go ahead, Linda.
Okay. Well, here's somebody who wants to know more about how you attracted your soulmate husband using this process. She's really curious about that.
Oh, I just really love to talk about that. Oh, thank you for that question. So I wanted to attract my ideal mate, and so I was a rigorous student of this work, and so I had done all my work. I had written down everything that I wanted in a mate, and I did the best job I could, and it was so funny, while I was writing down some of the things that I said I wanted, how that little chatter in my mind would say, well, wow, aren't you judgmental? So why does he have to be so good looking? Well, why do you care if he drives that car? Why do you care if he has that color hair? And, you know, it was just amazing, the chatter, that defining your desires at the level of specificity like that is a really great way to bring up that stuff. And I just kept writing it down. I kept writing it down, and I got more and more intimidated by the desire as I wrote. And the more specific I got, the more intimidated I got. And I thought, that's okay. Breathe, breathe, breathe. And then I would look at this, I would get a visual image. This is what I teach people in Make It Real, how to create these images, but to really get associated with them so you can make it real. And I had asked myself, well, how do I want to feel? And I thought, oh, I want to feel adored. I want to feel loved, and I want to feel adored. And then I could feel, it's so funny how fast it comes up, because I could feel that part of me that didn't believe I could be adored.
Mm-hmm.
That part of me that didn't believe that I was good enough for the kind of person I was writing there.
Right.
So it was real easy and fast for me to drop down into, you're going to get hurt, you're not good enough, you're going to be used, you are not going to be adored, you're just going to be used.
Mm.
Now, I had had a few marriages prior to this. It's important I say that. It's, you know, there's the not so pretty part of the story. I'd had bad relationships and I'd had failed marriages. So it isn't like this was my first go around, okay? I'm going to be telling on myself with my age here pretty soon. And I'm very young at heart. And so I did my work, and it's so funny because all of a sudden there was not like in that moment, because believe me, sometimes, as it did for me, it takes some working with, it takes some doing. Don't always expect, especially a really big growth goal like that, that it's going to just happen in a moment. I'm not saying it can't, but don't think that you're doing something wrong in case it takes a little while, because we have to grow vibrationally as our nervous system can handle it, right?
Mm.
And so I kept working with this, and I kept working with it, and I kept imagining as best as I could, but it's hard when there's a lot of resistance. And this is where I learned how to melt resistance easily, by not judging. And I just kept working with it and working with it until the time came when I actually could believe that a man could exist in the world that could adore me. And then it was easier for me to visualize it. It was easier for me to feel. I could feel it in my body. And I have this phrase that I say whenever I know. It's like a barometer for alignment. And I say, mark my words. And I don't throw that term out loosely. And I said, mark my words. And inside of 2 weeks, there's more to this story that we don't have time for here today that's really kind of fun. I did this with a friend. And 2 weeks later, I was guided to be in this class. And it was You Can Have It All, written by the author Arnold Patton. And in the class sat this man across in the circle. And I looked at him and I thought, wow, he looks like he's probably married. It turns out 19 years ago was the beginning of a very, history tells on itself here, that was 19 years ago. So, yes, it works. And that process works regardless of what you're trying to create. But who I became in the process is what mattered. And my husband, I must say, he does adore me, and I adore him.
A great love story. I'm so glad that the question was posed. And what I loved that when you said you can melt resistance by non-judging or by not judging yourself. Wow, that's really key, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I'm
great
also
story.
That was an amazing story. Thanks so much for sharing it. And I'm also really glad that you said, don't think you're doing something wrong if whatever you want isn't manifesting right away. Because I think that, you know, as part of our resistance, and, you know, I guess as part of what Barb was talking about earlier, too, if you're in circumstances that are really uncomfortable, then it's easy to really desperately want things to change now. And so I'm glad that you said the piece about it's, you know, don't think it's not working if the result isn't happening immediately.
Mm-hmm. And do we still have Judy with us?
I don't know. Did we lose Judy?
Okay, let's see here.
I think we did lose her.
Okay, is this Judy? No, that's not Judy. How did we lose her? Okay, my guess is that Judy is going to call back because guess what? We only have 4 minutes left.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, she will call back. Somehow we lost her, but she will call back.
Yes.
So, but to add what you were saying, Cindy, and just to go, yeah, you're so right, because I think sometimes we think, okay, well, we want this,
mm-hmm.
and we want it now, and we're doing all this work,
right?
And it's not showing up, so we must be doing something wrong. But remember what Judy said. She said that sometimes, let me go down here
and see. Excuse me.
Hello?
Judy?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sorry, we lost you for a minute there.
I'm so sorry.
I'm back.
With us.
Okay. We're happy to have you.
Okay, okay. We were valiantly trying to carry on without you well until you found your way back and not doing so well. So, but what we were saying, and oh gosh, we've got about 3.5 minutes left. Well, actually, Cindy was saying was so important when you mentioned that we sometimes set dates by when we want something to happen, and if it hasn't happened by that date, even though we're doing all this internal work, we think, uh-oh, we must be doing something wrong. But as you said, no, sometimes it does take some doing, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I always set dates, and I use it as a barometer to determine how real it feels to me, and I determine how ready I am. So it's all feedback. You know, I'm not telling the universe when this is going to happen. The universe will manifest it instantly for me. But that's my barometer. It's the way I work with myself to know. Like, I'd sell houses in 30 days or less, so I'd say I'll attract a buyer. I used to design large custom homes up in Santa Fe, and I would say, well, here in Albuquerque too, actually, and then it wouldn't happen, and, you know, then I'm freaking out. But I would know, okay, there's still some part of me that's resisting, and I would know to keep doing the work rather than to just sit on the couch and think that this is just going to happen, because that's not the way that it works. And so that's the beauty of the date as far as feedback and using it as a barometer to your readiness.
So that's a great way. You use it as a barometer, not a stop sign to stop what you're doing, but as a barometer.
I love that. That's really great. You know, Judy, it's amazing because you're talking about a lot of the concepts that we've talked about over and over again on the show with many guests, and you're putting a unique spin on all of them. So I'm just really loving this and finding it totally fascinating.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, this has just been, it's the fun that I knew it would be, and that I hope that everyone listening is able to glean something specific to them out of this that can be really helpful.
Well, as a matter of fact, Judy, for people who would like to work with you one-on-one or to take one of your teleclasses, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking that. So the best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, www.wealthtransformations, and that's plural with an S, wealthtransformations.com/contact.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a form there that you can fill out, and then I will get that, and then we can go from there. And again, my Roadmap to Freedom guide will plug people into my weekly online resource of The Ultimate Connection. And that Roadmap to Freedom guide is a great way that I'm giving away and made available for free. Particularly when you're in a breakdown or you're in a threatening circumstance.
Okay, and Cindy, we can put that on our blog too, right? The links to these gifts?
Yes, we will. And that's at judykkatz.com/freedom. That's the free gift, right?
Correct.
Right. All right. Well, oh my gosh, Linda.
I know. We've got about 30 seconds left. So, Judy, let's give you the closing words here.
Well, first I want to thank both of you, Linda and Cindy, for inviting me to come and to be able to share what has changed my life, and I so very much appreciate it. And I would say, like, I always end what I say by dream it, own it, and make it real. And
I love it. That's perfect.
All right. Can't think of a better way to end than that. So thank you, Judy. That does wrap up our show today, and thank you, everyone, for joining us. We look forward to spending time with you again next week for another show with content and strategies that will help you create more joy.
And please do join us on the blog and give us your feedback at ajlradio.com/blog. You've been listening to the Art of Joyful Living show. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Linda. Be sure to join us next week for another dose of joy.